Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council will hold a special City Council meeting this afternoon to get an update from the Public Works Director and Green Dot about the progress of plans to improve the south entrance to the city. Proposals include traffic calming as vehicles transition from the freeway to city streets, new signs highlighting the city and the region, and other aesthetic improvements to make the entrance into Eureka more welcoming. City Manager Greg Sparks said,
I thought the nice thing the consultant did is they put out kind of three alternatives. And besides trying to make that south entryway more attractive, it also has a very strong purpose of how do we slow traffic down coming into Eureka.
The meeting begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The only time you hear their voices is when a 911 tape is released and the emergency dispatcher is dealing with another police, fire, or medical emergency. The California Highway Patrol and the Fortuna Police Department are using this week to honor the emergency dispatchers who work in our communities as part of National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. CHP dispatchers handle the vast majority of 911 calls in California, more than 9 million per year, and then route those calls to the relevant local agency. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dauberstein said in a statement that the department appreciates the dispatchers who are always there to help during an emergency. There's an update on last week's shooting in Hoopa. Jordan Christmas has more.
The investigation into the Hoopa shooting last Thursday has been suspended due to the victim not cooperating with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said that the victim would not explain what happened during the shooting incident, and the victim eventually claimed that he shot himself twice by accident. After the victim suffered the gunshot wounds, he was taken to the Hoopa ambulance base for treatment of injuries before ultimately undergoing surgery at a local hospital.
Thank you, Jordan. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has gotten in on the app game, and this is a cell phone application that will be actually useful during an emergency. FEMA has introduced a smartphone app that will allow users to access real-time information about an ongoing natural disaster or emergency in their region. Americans are increasingly relying upon their smartphones and cell phones to access information of all sorts, and the FEMA app provides safety tips, a place to report the impacts of a disaster in your area, and maps of disaster relief efforts, assistance, and services. The app is free to download at the Apple Store and works on Google and Android devices as well. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has reopened the comment period on a proposal to list the West Coast population of the fisher as a threatened species. The 30-day public comment period is now open, and the agency is seeking additional information about the threats posed to the fisher population, including the use of rodenticides and pesticides at illegal marijuana grow sites. The agency is also looking at a proposal to reclassify the spotted owl from threatened status to endangered status. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A bill introduced by State Senator Richard Pan will be heard in an Education Committee meeting today, the second hurdle the bill will need to leap as it works its way to the Senate floor. Senate Bill 277 would remove the personal exemption that is currently available for parents who do not wish to vaccinate their children against preventable diseases such as measles, whooping cough, and polio. Dr. Pan is a pediatrician and said that he has witnessed a rise in the number of personal exemptions, and it puts the public's health at risk.
Many of us have never experienced a vaccine-preventable infection or known of someone who's been affected by one. Yet many of us are exposed to misinformation and therefore become hesitant and fearful about getting our children vaccinated. As a pediatrician, I've been worried about this trend for a long time. And with each passing year, we add to the number of unvaccinated people in our neighborhoods.
The bill's co-sponsor, Senator Bob Allen of Los Angeles, said that the rates for unvaccinated children are far too high.
We have rates in certain districts that are upwards of 15% of non-vaccination. This far exceeds the levels determined by the Centers for Disease Control necessary to protect public health, leaving so many of our children exposed to dangerous communicable diseases such as measles, whooping cough, and polio.
Opponents of mandatory vaccinations have used the personal exemption to keep from having their children vaccinated. And if the bill passes, California will join West Virginia and Mississippi as the only states with no personal exemptions. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.